Governor Burgum says things are going forward in terms of the proposed Theodore Roosevelt Library and Museum planned for Medora. The legislature has set aside $50 million for the project if and when $100 million can be raised privately. Burgum told reporters the private fundraising efforts have begun. He says two co-chairs have been named, Theodore Roosevelt V and Melanie Walton.
We've had a series of good introductory events, and I would say interest is strong. In the early days of this thing, I think people see that there's, again, an opportunity here to invest in something that is significant, that's going to leave a tremendous legacy, and that's going to have an opportunity to be really relevant to the country today.
Burgum said there's no deadline for the fundraising effort. Meanwhile, Federal Interior Secretary David Bernhardt came to North Dakota to tour the Theodore Roosevelt National Park and to discuss plans for the library. It has been suggested that one location for the library would be on national park land. Bernhardt said that's a possibility.
I think there are multiple options. There could be something done on the park. There could be a land exchange. There could be something outside. And what we want to do is make sure it's successful for everybody. That's the most important thing to us.
Edward O'Keefe has been named CEO of the Theodore Roosevelt Library Board. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.